My name is Ketsia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Roger Vellander, R-O-G-E-R-V-E-L-A-N-D-E-R. This patient was seen on November 16, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD is stable and is related to nephrosclerosis associated with longstanding type 2 diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, the aging process, hyperuricemia, as well as cardiorenal syndrome, period. His kidney functions reveal a BUN of 23 from 21, creatinine of 1.49 from 1.3, and a GFR of 47 from 49. There is evidence of selective and non-selective proteinuria with urine microalbumin to creatinine ratio of 54.6 milligrams and urine protein to creatinine ratio of 535 milligrams. Period. The proteinuria is not significant, and he is currently taking Jardiance for the diabetes, but it also helps with the proteinuria as well as renal and cardiovascular protection. Period. We will continue to monitor. Period. He presents with lower extremity edema, 1+, period. He states he is compliant with the recommended sodium and fluid restriction, period. We advise him to elevate his lower extremities onto pillows when he is seated and to wear compression stockings, period. He takes furosemide for the swelling and follows up with his cardiologist. Period. This edema could also be related to his history of CHF. Period. Next line, hyperuricemia / gout. The patient still reports occasional gout flare-ups despite taking the allopurinol. Period. His most recent uric acid level has improved to 6.8 from 8.2 since the last visit, period. We recommend continuation of the continuation of the allopurinol. However, since the patient is still having gout flare-ups, we discussed initiation of Krystexxa therapy. Initiation of Krystexxa treatment to help eliminate the uric acid crystals from the body through the urine, period. We provided the patient with recommended dietary adjustments of low purine rich food intake, period. Since the patient does have a history of CHF and coronary artery disease, status post CABG, the ABG times 3. We do recommend that he discusses the Krystexxa therapy with his cardiologist prior to starting the treatment, period. We did receive consent to initiate the paperwork process for the Krystexxa. However, we will not start the treatment until we receive clearance from the cardiologist, period. The patient states he has an upcoming appointment with his cardiologist on December 1st. However, he is not sure which cardiologist he will see, period. We advise him to contact us with the name of his cardiologist so we may provide him or her with a copy of the notes and medical records from our office, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is stable with with A1C level of 7.1%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, arterial hypertension, period. The initial blood pressure was 172 over 59. However, we repeated it, and it was it decreased to 132 over 64. Period. Per the patient, his blood pressure reading this morning was 109 over 42, and he states his blood pressure readings at home are usually quite stable, with systolic blood pressure ranging from 135 to 145 and diastolic blood pressure in the 60s or lower, period. He, again, as previously stated, has edema, which he takes furosemide for, period. We reinforced a low sodium of 2 grams in 24 hours, as well as decreased fluid intake of about 40 to 45 ounces in 24 hours, depending on his daily weight, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is stable on statins. Next line, CHS / CAD status post-CABG, CABG times 3. He is following up with his cardiologist in a couple of weeks. Next line, obstructive sleep apnea, which is under control. Next line, BPH without symptoms. Next line, he was exposed to Agent Orange during his time in the military, and follows up closely with the VA, period. Next line, elevated PTH of 128 is seen in the recent labs, period. However, his serum, calcium, and phosphorus levels were within normal limits, period. He is already taking vitamin D3, 1,000 units twice a day, period. His recent vitamin D25 level was 48, period. We will order vitamin D125 and repeat the MBD labs to further assess the trends of the PTH and to see if he has low vitamin D125, period. Depending on the results, we may adjust his current dosage of the vitamin D3 or initiate calcitriol, period. secondary hyperparathyroidism is part of the differential due to his DKD. However, we will continue to monitor for right now, period. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup and